With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. The Trump administration was ready to send them back home. Dozens of unaccompanied Guatemalan children who crossed into the U.S. without adult supervision. But at the last minute, the administration's plan was put on hold.
In a dramatic scene, the federal judge issued her order as a group of migrant Guatemalan children ages 10 to 17 had already been boarded onto planes. She issued a temporary restraining order halting removal of the children for 14 days. Government lawyers maintain that the children were not being deported but were being reunited with their parents or guardians. The children's lawyers dispute that portrayal, at least in some cases. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem promising a surge in enforcement of federal immigration law in the weeks ahead. A surge, that Noem says, will be an equal opportunity operation, including cities regardless of whether they're blue or red. Well, it's Labor Day in the White House celebrating the state of the American worker under President Trump's economic and jobs agenda.
Wages for blue-collar workers are now rising at the fastest rate in the past 60 years. And the average American worker has already seen a $500 wage increase this year alone.
White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt says we finally have a president who fights and delivers for the American worker every single day. The devastation in eastern Afghanistan is total. Many villages have been reduced to piles of rubble by a powerful magnitude 6 earthquake. The death toll of more than 800 is certain to rise, more than 2,500 people injured by that powerful earthquake. Wall Street is closed for Labor Day after dropping 92 points on Friday. The Dow will resume trading tomorrow at 45,544. This is SRN News. Abortion is bad for women.
According to a new study published in the Journal of Psychiatric Research, a woman who terminates her pregnancy is much more likely to wind up with mental health problems. The researchers report that, quote, abortion is associated with an increased risk of mental health-related hospitalization in the long term. They also note that women who have had abortions experience higher rates of substance abuse disorders and suicide attempts. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Christians and conservatives have cheered President Trump's judicial nominees, but many are not aware that he depends heavily on one legal group for help in making his selections. The Federalist Society was founded in 1982 with the goal of providing intellectual spaces for conservative law students whose views were dismissed by the legal field. Thanks to President Trump's two terms in office, Americans are likely to see judges affiliated with the Federalist Society. This is SRN News. A full plate for Congress as lawmakers return to Capitol Hill following their August break.
Republicans will have to find a way to work with Democrats or around them on a variety of legislative priorities, along with conversations amongst Senate Republicans on changing the chamber's rules to thwart Democratic stalling tactics on Trump's nominations. The Senate is also debating whether to move forward on legislation that would slap steep tariffs on some of Russia's trading partners to pressure Russian President Vladimir Putin on Ukraine. Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. will appear before the Senate Finance Committee to discuss his health care agenda on Thursday. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
It's been a decline in foreign visitors traveling to the U.S. this summer. Tourism experts say the downward trend shows no immediate signs of reversing. More than 3 million fewer international arrivals in the first 7 months of the year. More details at srnnews.com.